Part 2 Chapter 1
What were we talking about? Dr. Peterson says. When? The last time?
I don't remember.
Cadence?
I don't know, she says. Honestly.
I think we were talking about your husband, he says, looking through a file on his lap. At least according to my notes.
We might have been, she says. I don't really know.
The room they're sitting in is a large, high-ceilinged office with glass walls overlooking the skyline of downtown Houston. The room is aggressively air-conditioned and very white. The furniture is spare, modern, no doubt picked out by some Scandinavian designer with impeccable taste. Two palm trees sit in iron pots in either corner of the room, but otherwise the space is empty, save for two tiny couches they're both sitting on. Across from her, Peterson taps his pen.
Well, isn't that part of the reason we're here? Peterson continues abstractly.
To talk about him?
I thought we were here to talk about me.
Well, that too, of course. But I guess what I mean is him in relation to you.
Not today, she says bluntly, looking out the window.
Why not?
Just not today.
Ever since she got the phone call last week that her ex-husband, Elson, had been taken to the hospital in an ambulance, she has cringed at the sound of his name. The call had woken her up from a dream she'd been having about her father's farm. And after she had woken up from this dream, after she'd learned what had happened,